Back to Cold Spring in the fourth. First pitch swinging. Ethan Fruth hitting it right on the nose to Kyle Leeser, who jumps and didn't have to. Ball pops out of his glove. Fruth beats it out. An error on the Martin shortstop and the tying run aboard for Luxemburg. Is the darkness playing a trick on him right there, Randy, or what did he jump for?
Yeah, I wonder if he saw it differently.
First pitch, Derek Orth puts a bunt down. Sacrifice in order as it's fielded by Schrader. He flips it to Brady Goble for out number one, and Fruth into scoring position now.
We've all fielded those balls, Kirby, where it's kind of maybe coming at you and it does a little dip or a dive or a little curve. And that might have been the case here with Kyle.
So the air and then the bunt, and now Reed Funnenstein into the batter's box. Ben Schroeder, Luxemburg getting a runner at second base for the first time here as we're already in the bottom of the fourth inning, as looking at a ball is Reed Funnenstein. Funnenstein and Machinsky, as Chris Knaus bunted to get those guys an opportunity to tie this game up right now. Schroeder set. He looks at Fruth at second. 1-0 pitch. That's hammered but high. As at second, Arsenal making the catch for an easy out number two. And that'll bring Isaac Machinsky to the plate. So you bunt your three hitter right there in the form of Derek Orth, then you get that soft pop up right after that, Randy. That's where it kind of, you're almost taking the bat out of your three hitters, or you are taking the bat out of your three hitter's hand right there.
You are. Yeah, and in a 1-0 game, I don't know if I had done that at this time of the game.
Machinsky to the plate. He looks at a first pitch ball from Ben Schrader. Isaac struck out his first time up. A lot of man in that left-handed batter's box. Schrader gets the sign from Zach Moritz. 1-0 pitch. That's missing high. Now 2-0. 2-0 the count. Hitless thus far are the Brewers. Had a runner in the second on a walk. Runner here in the fourth on an error. Kyle Leeser comes in to chat with Ben Schrader. Maybe discussing the fact that don't get too cute here. This guy could run into one. Scoreboard says 3-0. I think I got 2-0.
Yeah. 1-0 St. Martin here in the fourth.
Schrader's 2-0 pitch. That is on the corner for a strike.
Wow.
Now 2-1. Two and one the count. Schrader looks in to Moritz for the sign, and Machinsky's going to take time. Settle things down a little bit. Fixing his helmet, actually. That stinks. And if you're in the batter's box and something doesn't feel right, get the heck out of there.
Absolutely.
You want to be as comfortable as possible. 2-1 the count. 2-1 pitch is waved at right there by Machinsky as he put a big swing on that one. Came up empty. Now 2-2.
That was a nasty pitch by Ben Schrader there, Kirby. It's like the bottom just fell out.
I think a changeup. Yeah, phew, rolled off the fingers nicely. 2-2 the count. Fruth at second base. He reached down an error and was bunted to second by Orth. The 2-2 pitch. Ooh, just off the corner right there. Machinsky kind of popped up like he thought he was headed back to the dugout to go get his first base mitt, but Larry Midas, the plate umpire, saying no. So 3-2 the count. A couple Martins had a step towards the third base dugout. 3-2. Schrader set. Checks Fruth. Payoff pitch. That is low for a ball. As holding his hands right there is Isaac Machinsky, and he coaxes a two-out walk to bring Casey Underwood to the plate. Kind of spiking that off-speed pitch.
And I think Ben Schrader, there was talk probably in the Martin dugout too. These are some guys we got to really pitch carefully to, and Isaac Machinsky is one of those guys, Kirby.
Got first base open right there. No sense in challenging him with a belt-high heater by any means. Underwood to the plate for Luxemburg. First offering from Schrader. That pitch is missing down for a ball.
Ben's body language can often tell you how he's feeling about his last pitch, can it?
Or about the zone with the umpire. Yeah, I had a front row seat for it one summer. As the 1-0 pitch that is on the corner for a strike to even it up for 1-1. He's a competitor. No one's denying that.
That's right.
It's supposed to matter, though. I mean, people paid $7 to come to this game.
Absolutely.
State tournament berth on the line. You're allowed to Show some emotion. Enjoy yourself while you get there. 1-1 pitch to Underwood. This is popped up. Short right field. Arsenal on the grass. He'll make the catch to retire Casey Underwood for the third out. Third out to retire Luxembourg. And for the Brewers, they scored no runs on no hits. There was one Martin error. Two runners left on base. We've played four. Still 1-0 in favor of St. Martin. On to the fifth we go. Coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Stop by Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring on your way home from the ball game this weekend. Shady's has a fantastic menu to bed down your hunger and a full bar to quench your thirst. Be sure to like Shady's Long Shots on Facebook to stay in the know on their Music by the Lake concert series. Live music on the patio this Saturday and Sunday for your entertainment. Come by land or pull up your vessel by sea and tie up to one of Shady's spacious docking slips. Best of luck to the Richmond Royals and the Cold Spring Rockies from everyone at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty, and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech Windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Top five we go. Ryan Messer, Matthew Schlungen, Kyle Leeser due up. They're the scheduled hitters for the Martins. He's Randy Rothstein. I'm Kirby Hemmerscott. Steven technically producing and recording like a nice producer back at the studio. He's over in Albany. He got his baseball fixed today. His first pitch swung on and missed by Ryan Messer. As Harn got the heater by Ryan, the one-strike offering that is popped up right side. Out into short right field, Connor Clark calling off Isaac Machinsky. He'll make the catch on the run in fair territory for a harmless out number one.
Kirby, a lot of our listeners might wonder why the reference to recording, and you want to let them know why?
I do, because the guys who happen to play in this tournament seem to be pretty unproductive during their work weeks, Randy, and they want to listen to the ball games back. I've got texts already from Richmond guys saying, hey, is that game online? It's like, I haven't even been to work yet. Is it drag bunt attempt right here? That will twist foul for Matthew Schlungen. But they like hearing the games online, and so we put them online, mychasm.com. I'm not going to say Monday because then I'm, you know, next thing you know, I'll have a busy Monday and I won't get it all done. But I'd say by Tuesday, Wednesday for sure, we'll have a good chunk, if not all, of the first weekend's games online at mykasm.com under the sports tab. So just a kind of a nice service, and I know there's times throughout the long winter that people maybe listening to those games. I get a text every now and then saying, yeah, I was listening back to a state tournament game or something like that. Yep. So there's a ground ball hit on the ground, of course, as it is off the body of Fruth. He can't find it. We talked about that feeling last night, Randy. And by the time he figures it out, Matthew Schlungen's already taking his batting gloves off. So an error on the Brewer shortstop.
Ethan charged that, and that ball just ate him up. It came up into his midsection, and he just lost the handle after taking that hit from that ground ball. And, you know, you don't fault him at all because he had a charge at Matthew's quick, and it just ate him up there.
A medium hop, kind of an awkward hop for him, and then he didn't obviously feel that he knocked it down and looked around. He couldn't find the ball. Lineup turns over back to Kyle Leeser at the top. As Schlungen aboard at first, good speed on the pads, good speed in the box. Harn's first offering to Leeser, missing outside for a ball. Kyle singled and scored in the first inning. Ended the second inning on a ground ball that fielder's choice. So 1-for-2 on the evening for Kyle. Scored big, that game-winning run.
Big gap in left center, Kirk.
Big gap in a lot of the outfield here is the 1-0 pitch. Blaine Ottman texting me, Randy, that those games better be online on Monday. That's my slow day at work. So getting some outside pressure all of a sudden.
I guess those that want me to have Kirby report to work at 6 o'clock Monday morning, we could probably request that.
Those people, I could have a word for them after a couple Bud Lights after the game, but maybe leave that for another time. Pitch missing outside for a ball, now 2-1. Dangerous bat in the box. It's a 1-0 game in favor of the Martins. Harn looks into Krohn for the sign. Schlangen had that back pick from Krohn. The last pitch, JT set, his 2-1 offering. That is skied to left field. Eiton coming on, long run for Sam. He slides, and he will make the catch.
Nice catch.
Absolutely, and it's that fun time of night. We talked about that last night, Randy, where you get to slide and go for a little bit right there with a little evening dew.
I did not think he would have to come that far. He came a long way, Kirby, to make that catch near the foul line.
I think it shows you as to how deep Sam was playing for how far he had to go to get that ball. So two down. That'll bring catcher Zach Moritz to the plate. Moritz lined out to the shortstop, Ethan Fruth. Bounced out to the third baseman, Derek Orth, as a ball fouled back off the concrete backstop. Fielded by Larry Midas, the umpire. One strike the count on Zach Morris. They got that big rubber pad back there now. Remember they used to have that kind of chain link next to the concrete? You never knew what kind of bounce you were going to get back off there.
It would carry him right and left.
Sometimes just stop. 0-1 pitch as Moritz lifts this to left field. Eiton coming on again, but that ball's going to drop in front of him, and a two-out single extends the Martin fifth inning. Checking into second is Matthew Schlungen. Moritz aboard at first, and the batter will be Brian Schlungen.
You know, we saw that ball come back to the home plate umpire and the catcher there. Just the difference in amateur baseball versus Major League Baseball. That ball would have been thrown out, never to be seen again in a Major League game.
Ended up in a five-year-old's hand, would have made a kid's day. We're here. It ended up in JT Harn's hand, and it's still there right now. And first and second, two down now. Brian Schlungen, first offering from Harn. That pitch missing low for a ball. At second base, it's Matthew Schlungen. He reached on an error by Ethan Fruth. First base, Zach Moritz. He singled. 1-0 the count. Fruth keeping Schlungen close at second. Harn's 1-0 pitch. That's hit in the air to right. That ball's going to drop. Carl Leeser giving the left turn sign to Schlungen. Fielded in right. The throw will come home. It's up the line. As now running towards second base. The throw down to second. And out at second base is Brian Schlungen. Brian trying to take that extra base, but a dart thrown from behind the plate by DJ Krohn. Matthew Schlungen's run will score. The Martin lead will extend times two as the RBI will go to Brian Schlungen as then he runs into the out that goes 9-2-4, and that does it for the Martins here in the fifth, but they add another. They score one run on two hits. There was one Luxembourg error and one runner left on base. Now we have played 4.5, and now the scoreboard reads 2-0 in favor of St. Martin. On to the bottom of the fifth inning, coming up in 1.5 minutes right here on KASM.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today. If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo or Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Paintsville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Paintsville Farmers Union Co-op.
through four and a half here on your big Saturday of the Region 15C tournament. Randy, you're no stranger to that that first Saturday. She's a big'un, and we're on game number four of the day.
Yeah, it's a big'un, and, you know, not been bored at all today because we have had some awesome baseball from that 2-1 St. Martin and Spring Hill game. We had a 6-3 Luxembourg and Farming game. We had the 11-5 New Munich over Meyer Grove game. I mean, last night, 6-4 Richmond over Cold Spring and Rocky. So they've been great games so far. And it's definitely kept our attention. We haven't yawned.
That we haven't, as it's the bottom of the order and the bottom of the fifth. Sam Eiten, Connor Clark, DJ Krohn, as the first pitch missing for a ball. Second pitch burns that corner for a strike.
Sam wanted to clarify, as I presented him with his chasm hat, that he only lives a little bit past the left field fence here, Kirby.
Yeah, I was under that impression as this ball hit on the ground to first. Goble gets a nice candy hop. He'll win the race to the bag. Three unassisted. I remember, hearing or when he was drafted by the Cold Spring Rockies in 2016 that he was the draftee lived closer to the park than the team did.
So now we've learned that Sam Eiten lives next to the Cold Spring Baseball Park. Austin Schoenberg, just a couple blocks away here.
Yep, in my old neighborhood.
Yep.
Connor Clark to the plate as Schrader's first offering. That pitch is hit down the right field line. That ball's going to twist foul over for a look as Matthew Schlung, and he won't have a play. It is a strike on Connor Clark, who bounced out to the first, or excuse me, bounced out to the pitcher, Ben Schrader, his first time up. Ball retrieved in that right field bullpen area. It's nice to see the jungle gym that was going on during the Munich Meyer Grove game. I don't know if those kids had a bedtime or what, but they're not giving me anxiety in the first base bullpen anymore as the one strike pitch. That is missing for a ball. Evens it up at 1-1. Hitless thus far through four into third are the Luxembourg Brewers. Had been reach on air and hit by pitch thus far. As Schrader's 1-1. That is tapped foul at home plate. That's off Zach Moritz. We'll run our count to 1-2. 1-2 the count to Connor Clark. Walk to Casey Underwood in the second inning. A error in the fourth inning. Those are the base runners. Plus, there was another walk to Isaac Machinsky. So two walks and reaching on an error. Three Lux runners as the 1-2 pitch. That's laced up the middle. Anyone listening from St. Martin wants to call me the Jinx? I'll fall on that grenade. When you say things like hitless thus far and the next guy rips a single up the gut, that's on me. So Connor Clark with the first hit for the Brewers. I remember Joe Gill one time, I said something like, remember Sam Larson for the Albany girls basketball team?
Yes.
I said something like, man, Sam's 6-for-6 from the line. And he texts me, he's like, jinx! And then her next 1-1, brick. So that's the way she goes sometimes. DJ Krohn to the plate, 1-on-1 out. Krohn first pitch swinging, pops that one up into the parking lot. I think Leo might have had some business on that.
Leo could have had some business at Leo's Auto Body and Glass and beautiful downtown Farming.
That guy just skips to the cell phone or the host, the work phone during Regions weekend. You know he's roaring and ready to go. 1-on-1 out. Krohn struck out looking back in the third inning as this pitch is waved at by DJ. He's in a hole at 0-2. Nice throw from Krohn to peg Brian Schlungen at second base to end the top of this, the fifth inning. Save Luxembourg a run. This could be a three-run game if he doesn't put that right on the money.
Yes, it is.
0-2 the count. The lead at first for Connor Clark. Schrader with a long look in. Him and Moritz on the same page. Right-hander comes home. Off-speed pitch is hit down the third baseline and past a diving third baseman, Messer. The turn at second for Clark. He's digging for three. Back in at second base and sliding under the tag. It is our first extra base hit in a long time here, Randy,
yes,
with that one-out double for DJ Krohn. He's the tying run at second, and the Brewers are cooking here in the fifth.
Yeah, with just one out, DJ Krohn, a double. He's been messing with third baseman all day, of course, in that first game against Farming. Ethan Navarjo made a couple nice plays on DJ hits. And now, I don't know, the umpire had been a word with Ben Schrader out on the mound, and it might be some of Ben's antics that the home plate umpire just told him, don't do it.
I was thinking that or potentially a damp ball, being it rolled down in the in the corner, but your story's more fun.
And Ben was nodding yes. I don't know.
So two on at second and third.
My story's more fun. I love it.
Brings Luke Harn to the plate.
Breaking news. Yeah.
Rostein on the scene. First pitch to Harn as he looks at a strike on the corner. It's either a dry ball or an inspired pitcher with the heater on that one. After a talk and two from the umpire. At second, it's Crone. At third, it's Clark. It's a 2-0 Martin lead here. Bottom five. The one-strike pitch. Harn lifts this into short center. That's going to get one home for sure. Knaus will put the brakes on as the throw coming in from Reeder, a very strong throw. RBI single for Luke Harn cuts the Martin lead in half, and they got first and third with just one away and Ethan Frust to the batter's box.
Carl Leeser starts the stroll to the mound. Kirby.
Look who's going to the pen.
Look at that.
I'll give you two guesses, listeners. You're only going to need one. His name's Scott Leeser, and he threw all nine of game number one today.
The arm is an iron arm.
It's
done this before, let's just say that.
If it was in college or high school, you'd say, what are they doing to that guy? But being he's in his 30s now, it's like, wow, look at that. What a competitor. So Carl Leeser out of the dugout to have a word, and they are in a tough spot in the order right here. As you get Ethan Frith, and then after that, Derek Orth. Two tough lefty bats with that tying run at third base in the form of DJ Crone.
You know, we're wondering how long it's going to take for these Luxembourg bats to come alive. And now the third time through the order, they're starting to.
Single, double, single for Lux here in the fifth. Mort's got a cannon behind the plate. Harn can run, though. Trader brings that leg up every now and then. If Luke reads that, we might see him in motion. Frust the batter as the powwow has come to an end. At third base, DJ Crone, who doubled. Harn at first. Trader set right at the Martin lettering. Pitch coming home as first pitch swinging. Frust fouls that back and out of play. Blazer okay?
Not going to look.
Not even going to look. He's over it. Mary's listening right now saying, well, I'm not over it. Let me know if it's okay.
It was well in front of it.
Saw it bouncing on a side street. One strike the count as Schrader gets ahead of Ethan Frith. Right-hander set. Comes home. There goes Harn. He bluffs a steal, excuse me, as he stops and comes back. Pitch missing for a ball to even it up at 1-1. I don't know if Luke didn't like his jump right there. Just hustled back to the bag. No way Moritz is going to throw it down to second unless he's for sure that Harn's going. 2-1 our score, 1-1 our count with one away. Runners at the corners here, bottom five. As there goes Harn. This ball hit on the ground. It is into right field. Harn going first to third. The throw from Schlungen. That is not in time. Harn slides in safely. It's an RBI single for Ethan Frith, and it's single, double, single, single. The latter two of the sequence, both for an RBI for Harn and Frith, and it doesn't get any easier for Ben Schrader as we're tied at two. Runners at the corners, Derek Orth into the batter's box.
A four-hit inning, and Carl Leeser has seen enough. He is going to make a pitching change, Kirby.
That, as they say, is that. When you got the bullet, use the bullet. So Scott Leeser will make his way out onto the mound. We are going to step aside for a minute for the pitching change. We got a new ball game, Randy, as we're in the bottom of the fifth inning. You just knew it wasn't going to be a yawner.
It wasn't.
It's Region 15C, and we're back in a minute right here on KASM.
At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, we're always focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to keep you top of mind. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most, helping protect all that's important to you, including your future. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sometimes we overlook the benefits of a local service provider. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we realize you have options, and we know you need more than just a local provider. You need up-to-date, cutting-edge technology. With our fiber-to-the-home network, you get access to groundbreaking internet speeds. We take pride in serving our customers better than anyone else and providing really fast internet speeds, too. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home. 320-845-2101.
We welcome you back to Cold Spring Baseball Park. It's been a fun couple days thus far, Randy, and a fun one brewing tonight here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Brewers have tied the game at 2 here, even though the scoreboard says 2-1. It is tied at 2, and the new pitcher for St. Martin,
Scott Leeser. Okay, enough of the suspense.
How do you spell that?
Yes. Scott Leeser pitched a complete game probably
eight, six hours ago. I'd say it was a noon game. It was over at like
2:20.
So 7 hours and 18 minutes ago, he just finished that game. And he's going to get right into it right here. He's got first and third, one away. And the batter is veteran Derek Orth, left-handed hitting. Good speed at first for Ethan Fruth. Good speed at third for Luke Harn. As Leeser ready, first offering is that pitch missing outside for a ball. And if you were worried that Scott had lost velocity, forget about it. That pitch is still coming. 1-0 the count. Leeser set. The right-hander's 1-1. That pitch is on the corner for a strike to even it up. Now it's 1-1. Big spot right here, as big a spot as you can get in the fifth. We're tied at 2. As Leeser is 1-1, there goes the runner. The pitch is bunted and popped up. So we had a steal at first, not a steal at home, and a bunt at the plate. Somebody may have missed a sign, Randy.
Somebody may have missed a sign. Yeah, you bet.
Harn didn't budge. Fruth left at first. Orth bunted it up. So 1-2 the count now. To the Lux third baseman. Leeser would love a punch out. The righty's ready. Here he comes. The 1-2 cut on and missed as he's out. The first base is occupied. No sense in Orth running as that pitch was low. And Derek Orth is a big out, number 2 for Scott Leeser.
That is a huge strikeout for Scott Leeser. And I mean, Derek Orth at the plate, and you're going, I haven't seen something like this probably all weekend here, and maybe in quite some time. Scotty Leeser with that slider.
We'll bring Reed Funnenstein to the plate. Ready, ready, right here. As Harn, he might be picked off.
Oh, he dropped the ball.
Messer dropped the ball, and they're going to call a balk. They are calling a balk. Scott Leeser yelling at the base umpire. Now he's going to go talk with him. Luke Harn had broke to home and then stopped and went back. The plate umpire said there was a flinch or something, and it's Luxembourg 3, St. Martin 2. Carl Leeser out of the dugout. Kyle Leeser coming to talk to the plate umpire, Larry Midas. Scott Leeser still talking with the base umpire right now, Steve Hennett.
Oh, that's going to score a run, and the Luxembourg Brewers have the go-ahead run at 3-2. And again, if you are an umpire, boy, that will create controversy, a balk call.
So I'm pretty sure, didn't the plate umpire call the balk?
I didn't see who called it.
I saw the plate umpire pointing to the plate.
I was watching the play.
Carl's still going out there talking. He's saying that he stepped off. Steve Hennin's arguing his case. Carl, close enough that Steve can tell what flavor of Listerine he had earlier this morning. As Carl now makes the long walk back to the dugout. He's still looking. He's staring at the plate umpire as he makes his way back to that third base dugout. So 3-2, Fruth checks in at second base. A balk the difference right now. Reed Funnenstein still in the batter's box. First offering to Funnenstein, that pitch with some stank on it, missing inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Who needs July 4th when you got regions? All the fireworks you need, Randy.
You got fireworks is right.
Leeser set. Checks Fruth at second base. His 1-0 pitch. That is fouled at home by Funnenstein. Evening it up at 1-1. So Harn was well off the bag and then ran back. Leeser structurally should have stepped off and then thrown there.
Mm-hmm.
The plate umpire didn't see it that way. The Martins disagree. 1-1 pitch, broken lumber right there. Scott jumps over the bat, fields the ball, flips it to Goble, And that does it as Leeser sprints over to pick up the bat. And that does it for Luxembourg here in the fifth inning on that weak ground out. But the damage is done. Lux with a counterpunch right here in the fifth. They score three runs on four consecutive hits. There were no St. Martin errors and one runner left on base. We've played five, and the scoreboard now reads 3-2 in favor of Luxembourg. To the sixth we go. Back in a minute on your home for Region 15C, KASM.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
The Rambo brand reads, we're in the business of making you look good. This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Been fun through three games and five innings. The final four of this one, I would assume, will be fun as well as JT Harn back out onto the mound, pitching with the lead for the first time, delivers a first pitch ball to Tanner Arsenal. It'll be Arsenal, Brady Goble, Nolan Reeder for St. Martin, trailing by one here in the sixth inning. As Harn's 1-0 pitch is on the corner for a strike to even it up at 1-1. The game right now, the difference of it, a balk call from either the base umpire Steve Hennen or the plate umpire Larry Midas. 1-1 the count as Harn right back. 1-1 offering to Arsenal. That pitch missing outside. Now 2-1. Consensus in the press box, Randy. We didn't see much.
No, we did not see much to call a balk.
Nope. We have an awesome vantage point to call a baseball game. But for a right-hander to step off the back of the rubber and be accused of a balk, we don't have much of a we don't have much of a dog in that fight as Arsenal swings through that pitch to even it up at 2-2. Harn has scattered. He gave up a run in the first and a run in the fifth. As that run in the fifth inning, coming in the unearned variety. 2-2 the count. As JT Harn looking to get that leader for Lux here in the sixth inning. The 2-2 offering, that is slashed foul off the netting to the left of the Luxembourg home dugout.
Boy, right by the sports deck, too.
Absolutely. 2-2 the count. Tanner back into the box. Got that gray bat into the box for St. Martin, second baseman. JT Harn's ready. His 2-2 is missing away. Now 3-2. JT hasn't thrown in a while, Randy. That fifth inning, the bottom half, you get the pitching change in there. You get the balk. You get the argument. Took a while.
That was a long inning, long half inning for JT Harn sitting in that dugout.
3-2 the count. As Arsenal calling time, Harn almost shrugging his shoulders like, well, what are you doing in the box then if you weren't ready? 3-2. Harn gets the sign from DJ Krohn. Left-hander rocks and fires. The payoff pitch is outside for a ball, and a leadoff walk is issued to Tanner Arsenal. We'll bring Brady Goble to the plate.
You know, the Martins have had their chances here in this ball game, Kirby. They've left guys on base but only scored two runs. They left a couple guys on in the first, one on in the second, and one on in the fifth as Randy Schoenberg reaches here in the press box, touching Kirby's chair. And Randy, I'm going to give you these ballots right now.
It is time for the moment reveal. Of truth. The candy bar. Reveal. Does Randy get a Snickers or does Kirby get a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup right tomorrow morning? As a bunt attempt right here by Goble. It's fielded by Harn. He'll go to second and it's
in time.
As a hard slide right there by Tanner Arsenal But it is in time, so no sacrifice bunt. Nice play by JT Harn to retire Arsenal and getting that lead runner as Goebel checks in at first base with that fielder's choice. What do you got, Commissioner? What's up? Well, I've never done this before. Randy said I had to guess at least 1,000. So I guessed 1,234, 1,234, because I had no idea.
And I guessed 1,281.
Were we both way off? So if he's saying that too many people can, so he's going to touch me because mine's lower than yours.
Oh.
Right?
That's possible.
Yeah, there we go. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup for Curb. There's the touch from my buddy Randy. Hey, what did you you knew you were going to be off? Paid attendance today.
We don't have it yet.
What are you even doing up here then? 822. So we were way off.
Okay.
Yeah, 400 people off. What'd you tell me I needed 1,000 people on my guest for at least?
I just thought. Yeah. You had all those friends that were wondering if they needed, like, reservations.
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday's game.
Here, pitch now it. You can officially have it.
There it is. That is mine. I am 2 for 2. Those of you pining for Donnie Heinen's candy bar bet, I am filling Don's shoes nicely, I'd
say. One of these years we'll get Randy Schoenberg maybe a candy bar.
This pitch is skied deep into the left field corner. Tracking it is Eiton. He makes the catch in foul territory to retire Nolan Reeder, F7, for a out number 2.
But with that 822 fan total and last night's 507.
1327 for
1329, actually.
Was it 507? Oh, it was 507, not 505. Okay, yeah. Nice little start.
Absolutely. We got a Sunday to go yet.
And it's a Sunday in Stearns County, so there'll be people at the ballpark tomorrow.
That's right.
You boys know this. There's two down now. Avery Schmitz to the plate. JT Harn's first offering to Avery is in there for a strike. Schmitz on the day. A strikeout in the second inning. Bounced out to the first baseman, Isaac Machinsky, back in the fourth inning.
Those coming to the park tomorrow, Randy, 7 and 3 yet? To get in, $7, $3? Okay. All right. Just so you know, you get 3 games for $7.
That is value right there as the one strike pitch missing down and away to Avery Schmitz. We got a 3-2 ball game right now. We've seen some good baseball. Last night was a good ball game. This morning, obviously, a compelling ball game. That middle game between Luxembourg and Farming was good at 6-3. New Munich pushing Meyer Grove away a little bit in the later innings as a pitch missing low right there from Harn. False step towards second base for Goebel, but Brady stays put, moving our count to 2-1. Fun nightcap thus far, and we got 3 innings to go and then 3 more tomorrow, Randy.
Wow. But if there are games like we've had so far in region action, I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be just fine.
Yeah, you bet. A couple elimination games tomorrow.
The 2-1 offering that is right down the pipe in on Avery Schmitz, now 2-2.
Any truth to the rumor, Randy Schoenberg, that you're going to be getting Kirby Hemish and me a hotel room in Chaska for the state tournament and supplying us with coolers?
All right. Book it. My wife's listening at her mom's house right now. Sounds like I'll be busy the couple weekends in August. 2-2, the count remains as Schmitz fouls that one back into the netting. Martins with 1 in the first, 1 last inning in the fifth. They ran into that out with Brian Schlungen at second base. Brian's safe at second there. They would have had another run as Zach Morris was coming across to score. Harn, a long pause, 2-2 pitch just off the plate right there. We'll fill it up at 3-2, and Brady Goebel's going to get a free head start over at first base once Harn comes home. Avery into the batter's box once again as Harn back out onto the mound. 3-2 in favor of Luxembourg. They had that 3-run bottom of the fifth inning. Harn, a long pause. He comes home. Payoff pitch is hit into short center field. Fruth back into the outfield grass. He'll make the catch to retire Avery Schmitz, and that does it for St. Martin here in the sixth inning. They score no runs on no hits. There was no Luxembourg errors. 1 runner left on base. After 5.5, 3-2 our score in favor of Luxembourg. Bottom of the sixth coming up in a minute right here on KASM.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey, Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry. If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
To the six, it's Leeser versus Machinski to get things going as Isaac gets into that big left-handed batter's box. Looks at a first pitch strike from Scott Leeser. And I don't know that there's a better...
Did you eat that whole candy bar already?
I don't know
already?
That there's a better candy bar than a free candy bar. I got to be honest with you. If the best beer is the cold and free one, the best candy bar is the free one too. Randy Rothstein,
I always made Donnie Heinen beg a little bit when I bought him a candy bar, and here I'm feeding you right during the game.
Well, yeah. Growing up a little bit, I guess. Maybe that granddaughter's softening you up a little bit.
That's true.
Leeser comes back with his 1-2 offering to Machinski. He fouls that off the back wall. Count remains at 1-2. It'll be Machinski, Casey Underwood, and Sam Eiton for the Brewers as they look to add on to their 3-2 lead here in the sixth inning. Scott Leeser's got other ideas. As his 1-2 pitch off speed in there, strike three. Machinski jumps up and down. Big fella didn't like that call. Second strikeout for Leeser as Isaac's down on that old backdoor bender.
Region 8C, Foley continues to lead St. Stephen 4-1, top of the seventh. Over in Region 11C, Sartell Muskie's leading Clearwater 2-0, top of the fifth.
Casey Underwood swings through the first Scott Leeser offering. You like the buster only of region scores, Randy. You just got them coming from all over. You got sources who have sources who have sources.
I've got sources, yeah.
Keeping a guy busy.
Well, it's the Dick Putz Show mentality, Kirby. You got to gather scores and highlights. You got to get ready for the show. So I'm doing some of that prep work here while regions are going on, 7 o'clock tomorrow night here on KASM.
It's always a good one. He's always got a ton of scores. There's a lot of ball going on as that pitch runs inside from Leeser as the 1-2 offering will hit Casey Underwood. Hit by pitch right there. And Scotty, He runs hot. I'm not breaking any news here, but he gets that balk called for the deciding run right now. He seems like pitching with a mission a little bit all of a sudden.
Yes, he does. Well, he's got a team right now that's trailing 3-2, and he's fighting for him. He wants that state tournament berth.
Yeah, his first pitch to Sam Eiton in there for a strike. Sam didn't like that call one bit as he looks back at Larry Midas. Now he's going to take a little stroll around the greater Cold Spring area.
How do you like this matchup, Kirby? Both of these guys have chasm hats.
Oh, something's got to give here, huh? Yeah, you got two of our players of the day today.
Yeah.
How about that? Chasm hat on chasm hat as the pitch bunted. Nice bunt. If that stays fair, which it does, Leeser throws, and it is not in time. It goes down the first base line. Underwood ends up at third base. Ball flipped into right field by Matthew Schlungen, and it's first and third with one away. Leeser took a shot, but Goble was unable to scoop it up right there. And the Brewers, with runners at the corners, got to give a base hit on the bunt, I'd say, and then an error on the throw.
Allowing that runner to go to third.
Because Underwood's staying at second unless that ball goes up that first base line. So Connor Clark with runners at the corners. Leeser in some hot water. First pitch to Clark is in there for a strike. One strike the count. That must have been a heck of a pitch. You got two strikes on one throw, Randy. It's impressive. as Leeser's 0-1 pitch. That is on the corner for a strike. There it is. Someone was wishful thinking to my left, I would say. 0-2 the count. Runners at the corners. Good speed out there. Underwood at third. Eiton at first. Messer's playing even with the bag. He was in on the grass. Now he's even with the bag with two strikes. As Leeser set, the 0-2 pitch is tapped right in front of the plate. A couple hard steps. The throw is to first base. And just in time, that's a good way to break your wrist right there, as Leeser's throw brought Brady Goebel's hand over the bag, and DJ Krohn kind of running right on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
He is out at first base. Advancing to second is Eiton, and staying put at third is Underwood.
That's already an arm that's stinging from the last play. Brady took that throw from Scott Leeser off his glove hand already on the forearm.
So now DJ Krohn with runners at second and third. He had the big double last inning in the fifth as he looks at a first pitch ball from Scott Leeser. Leeser with some zip. They say you only start bringing it hard after 150 pitches on a day.
Oh, okay. All right.
As the right-hander is ready, comes home. That pitch, that is on the corner for a strike. On these outside pitches, Randy, watch the pocket of Zach Moritz's glove. It almost looks like Leeser's going to throw through that thing every now and then. On those heaters on this outer half where you can have a good view of
sure.
it. 1-1 the count. Leeser's 1-1. That is on the corner for a strike. Can you
yep.
see what I mean?
There it is. Yeah.
So 1-2. DJ Krohn in a hole.
So you're saying that if you want to break in a glove, call Scott Leeser, right?
It might take you a while. But, yeah. Not a bad way to go after it. 1-2 pitch. That is tapped up the middle. This will be a tough play.
Oh,
Kyle Leeser unable to come up with it as it was a tough play coming across the diamond. You got to be quick with Krohn running up, and it rolls up Leeser's arm. Across to score is Underwood, and the Brewers extend their lead now to 4-2. That is a toughie right there as – I mean, you almost got to give an error to shortstop Leeser because if he fields it, he's probably out at first.
Yeah. And they did.
And they did. It's an error on Kyle Leeser as it's back to the top of the order and Luke Harn to the plate. Looks at a first pitch strike at third base. It's Sam Eiton. First base, it's DJ Krohn. And the one-strike pitch is swung through by Luke Harn. Moves our count to 0-2. 4-2 score now in the bottom of the sixth inning in favor of Luxembourg. Harn looking to clutch up and get another one across as they have Sam Eiton at third base. Leeser set, 0-2 pitch. That is waved at and missed by Harn. He's out on strikes for out number three. And strikeout number three for Scott Leeser in this game. That gives him 15 total on the evening.
I think they wiped that air off, Kirby.
They took the air away. Okay, so we're going to go infield hit then?
You got it.
Well, now I just heard my brother announce that they had two errors on the inning. And if it was just the Leeser air earlier, whatever. We'll get it figured out for you. At the end of the day, it was one run on – there was one – excuse me – no, I guess it would be two Luxembourg hits. There was one Sam Eiton error, two runners left on base. Told you we'd get there. Six complete, 4-2. The scoreboard now reads in favor of Luxembourg. On to the seventh in an inning right here in a minute, how about, on KASM.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime goes together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority. With offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. You're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.